Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Northumberland Peterborough South MPP David Piccini and Transportation Minister Carolyn Mulrooney stood in front of a green GO bus along with a number of municipal leaders last week. The message was simple. Northumberland County residents were getting a long-awaited connection to the GO station in Oshawa. It was a milestone announcement, especially with a provincial election only days away. On today's show, you will hear from County Warden Bob Crate. He was at that press conference. He will tell you a different story. He will explain how local taxpayers are footing the majority of a $300,000 bill for a pilot project for a regional bus system. Yes, it will take people to the Oshawa GO station. But don't expect to see any of those green buses from the press conference. Oh, by the way, the province is kicking in $50,000. I'd like to welcome Northumberland County Warden Bob Crate to the show. Welcome, Bob.
How are you, Rob? Pleasure to be here.
Tell me about this press conference where you made a big announcement about GO Transit coming to Northumberland.
Well, you know, it's an exciting new development, I guess. We've been working on it since I think around 2017. And the county recognized that we're in a position that we have to move people around. We have manufacturers here that are looking for people to work, and we're trying to move people from point A to point B. And it started out as a talking point. Now most of the lower tier are looking for ways to get people, especially to the lakeshore. I mean, Coburg and Port Hope are the larger urban centers in the county, and also the trains there and so on and so forth. So it started out as an idea of trying to move people, and then the Northumberland Manufacturers Association have gotten involved because, as I stated earlier, they're on the look for people to work, and they have to bring people in from other areas. So that's how the concept started. And then there's been ongoing talks between the county and Metrolinx about being able to get people to the GO train.
It sounds, you mentioned Metrolinx. This is a partnership between Northumberland County and Metrolinx. Can you explain how that works?
Well, this is a pilot project. So each of us, I mean, the county has put $250,000 in their 2022 budget for transit opportunities. Metrolinx is adding a further $50,000. And the pilot project will look at where the need is and how to meet the what our residents require. I looked at this thing the other day and I wondered, but yet in front of the post office in Hastings on Friday, I met a lady who was so excited by this announcement because she doesn't drive. She's a Hastings girl, but she spent a good part of her working life in Toronto and has lots of friends and family there. And she said, it's $140 for her to get to the train.
So then let's just talk about that a bit more. You said the county is putting in how much money again?
$250,000.
And Metrolinx is putting in $50,000. So it's $300,000. How come the county's paying so much to get a provincial service?
Well, I think it's more than just a provincial service. It's going to be a county service. We're going to, what we're looking at in this pilot project is moving people. I mean, we're looking at Northumberland County having about 125,000 people by 2050, and we're going to have a way to get them around. And I think, you know, the people, I mean, up here in Trent Hills, getting down to the lake shore is a problem for a lot of people. And now, you know, with the way things are with doctors and so on and so forth, and it's people have to be able to move. And so the county is sort of, I guess, as it should. I mean, it's the upper tier, and it represents all seven of the member municipalities. So I think the idea behind it is we're going to put something together that's countywide that services all seven member municipalities.
But I guess the question I'm trying to get an answer to is, why is the county putting in so much money? I mean, isn't Metrolinx a provincial body? Shouldn't this be provincial tax dollars rather than local tax dollars?
Well, I think the end game is I mean, Metrolinx, we're talking about getting in the end game is getting people from Northumberland to the GO train. But I think the overriding picture is we're looking at getting people moving through the whole county, not just to Metrolinx, but being able to you know, get to Coburg to shop or go to a doctor or you know, attend a function in Port Hope at the theater. So it's not just the idea that we're trying to get people to Metrolinx. We're trying to be able to move people around the county. And part of the thing is with the Manufacturers Association is trying to get people to the jobs that are in the county when people, you know, can't afford to, say, live in Coburg, but their jobs in Coburg. We have to figure out a way to get them back and forth.
So explain to me then how it works. If I'm somebody living in Campbellford or Brighton right at the moment, and I want to use this service, how am I going to get that? And is it going to be a GO bus that comes and gets me, or how does that system work? Can you explain it?
Well, so we're in the midst of setting it all up, and I mean, and we'll have more answers as we're looking at starting it in July, and it's a pilot project for a year. No, it won't be a GO bus that comes into Brighton to pick you up. It would be something like it would be a van or a mini bus that would set up your appointment to be picked up at, you know. I look at it and say, you know, you may phone and say, I have to meet the train at 5 o'clock. And they say, well, in order to do that, we have to pick you up at a certain time and we will get you to the train on time. Maybe we could make a song out of that, Rob. I'll get you to the train on time. So these things are all going to be sort of fleshed out as we approach July.
So it might be similar to, say, an airport service that you can get, or I know that Port Hope Transit and Coburg Transit are on similar systems where you phone in, you say, I've got to get somewhere, you go to a central spot, and then you pick up a bunch of people and they come. Now, are they going to go to a hub and will that then be the GO bus or where will that take me? Will that still be inside Northumberland and then I get a GO bus, or how does that work?
Well, I think, and I'm not, you know, this is one of those questions that will be answered, but I think it would actually, whether or not we would have a meeting place to meet a GO bus or whether our transit system would just put everybody together and take them to the GO bus, the GO train, are all things that will be fleshed out. But it the idea is, and it's just as you say, I mean, we have sort of small elements of this already. I mean, in Trent Hills, you know, community care has a van, and we have set up a little transit system in Trent Hills that can get people from point A to point B on an appointment sort of schedule. Although we have set it up so that you know that if you're at a certain spot at 9 o'clock on Monday morning, you can be in Camelford at 9:30.
So this is a regional transit system. I guess when you looked at the press conference and the photo with it, you saw the big GO bus. And I guess the impression was that there was going to actually be a GO bus or a GO terminal or something like that in Northumberland. But what you're saying now, if I understand you correctly, is that that may not be the case, where we might have this van that goes around, picks people up when you phone in and make an appointment, and then it may end up taking you right into the Oshawa station to catch your train to get you into Toronto. So those are the options that are being studied right at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, all those things are on the table. And I think as we, you know, as I said, as we approach July, we'll have more answers and we'll have, you know, ideas on pickup spots. I mean, it's an on-demand service. So I think that, you know, people will have certain options or certain places that maybe they can go to point A and get there at a certain time, or point B, they would catch this transit at another spot.
Any idea of how much this is going to cost the individual who's traveling?
No, I don't. I mean, and again, that's on the... but we have, I mean, I know that here we had a little bit of a sliding scale on getting people from, you know, inside of Trent Hill. So I think probably, it will be similar. But I think what it does, and to my earlier comment, I mean, right now, to get there, your option is to, either find somebody that'll drive you or take a cab, which to me is prohibitive. So I think it will be something that will be done as cost efficient as possible.
When you are studying this, the impression I would get is that there's a lot of people that drive. So who is this meant to help? I mean, when I think about anybody living out in the rural part of the county, I figure most people out there drive. Who are we trying to help here in terms of consumers?
Well, I think we're trying to help anybody that wants to that doesn't drive or wants to get to. I mean, for instance, get to the GO train and not have to leave their car, you know, in that parking lot. Or it's either they're going to be gone for, you know, maybe a few days. I think the idea is twofold. One is to get people to the GO train, but it's also going to be a system to get people around Northumberland County. And I think there's a lot more people that don't drive than we realize. I mean, I see a lot of people in Trent Hills that want to get around and they don't have a way to do it.
So the Northumberland County aspect of this, then the ability of people to get across, say, from Bewdley to Cobourg or from Colborne to Cobourg and using public transit. This is literally a regional public transit system that you're also trying to create at the same time. Am I correct on that?
Yes. Yeah, I think, I mean, that's part of the discussions that have been going on. And that's why the county's involved, because, I mean, the Manufacturers Association have put a light on a situation that where there's a problem getting people around and getting people to jobs. So I think that's sort of what the start was, but I think we're also looking at servicing underserviced areas as far as transit goes.
Well, I have to be honest. I can remember, and I'm going back now some 25, 30 years ago, when people like Coburg Mayor Joan Chalovich were talking about regional bus systems. And I mean, this has been a long time aspiration for the county. What's your understanding of the history of this? Because I understand in 2017, there was a major study done by the county that mentions GO service and regional transportation. Can you give us a bit of the background of how we got to this point right now?
I think it's been a situation, and as you say, it's probably been on the back burner for a lot of years, and it's like many situations that we encounter. People have, you know, ideas, and as we grow, and we're getting people moving here from different parts of the country in different parts of Ontario, and they're looking for the services. And I think, you know, it's one of the things that has been sort of back of mind for a long time as far as looking at a transit service. And I think we've come to the point now where we have to look at it. We have to figure out a way to do it. I've been going to like AMO conferences and Roma conferences for a number of years, and it's one of the things that I every year I go, I talk to people from different areas that have had transit systems and trying to look at ways that we could have the same sort of situation. So I think it's been something that's been a long time getting here. But as we start to realize that we have to move people and we have to bring people, this is going to be a service that's needed. And I think we'll start it out. It'll be a pilot project. I think we'll learn. We'll learn a whole bunch of stuff and a whole bunch of, information that will help guide us as far as going down the road and expanding on the service. But I think it's something that we have to have. And this pilot project will give us a lot of information to help us to expand on what we've got the small pieces of now.
There was a survey done in February of 2020 where there was it was looking at a business case and the economic impact of a regional transportation system. Can you tell us about that study? Because I know that we had the one in 2017, but this was the more recent one. What did that study tell you that sort of ignited what we're doing now?
I think it highlighted the deficiencies that we face living where we live. I mean, I think, you know, in the past, I think all of Northumberland, basically north of Port Hope and Coburg, was considered a tourist area where, this sort of thing really wasn't top of mind. And I think the survey, pointed out that there are needs to get people moving, and I think along with the Manufacturers Association, which was has been very involved in it, it brought to the forefront the needs to get people from point A to point B, and that's what we're looking at now. I mean, we're looking at the next step as far as, evolution of transit in Northumberland County.
You keep mentioning the Manufacturers Association and its involvement in this study. It sounds like they seem to be prime movers. Can you give us more depth on what exactly their argument was that is motivated such a huge expense?
Well, I think it's one of those situations where, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you've been out around, and every place you drive by has a sign out saying, workers needed, so on and so forth, and listing different kinds of jobs. And I think what we're finding is the people people don't want to necessarily locate here for the jobs. So, the Manufacturers Association is looking at ways to bring employees in to these jobs. And I think, part of our job as the county is to assist them. I get calls, not every day, but a few times a week from people that say, I want to expand, or I have one person that tells me he could use 30 employees right now. And that's in Trent Hills. I mean, that's not even Cobourg and Port Hope. So part of this whole idea is trying to move people around so we can help these jobs out. I think when you say, we haven't talked with the public, but this is all public. And I think when we look at up here, getting people from Camelford or Hastings, Warkworth, getting them down to the lakeshore, or getting them around this community—it's all part of the same thing. We're looking at trying to be able to move people around so that they can either live where they want to live and get to where they have to be. There's lots of people that want to. To live, for instance, in maybe in Hamilton Township, maybe they love Bewdley, but there's the jobs in Cobourg or Port Hope, and there are a lot of people that don't drive. You and I talked earlier, and you said you don't think there's many people that don't drive, but there's a lot of people that don't have access to a car. I mean, they may have a license, but maybe they can't afford a car and insurance, but they have to get moved around.
So how does this go from being a pilot to permanent?
Well, I think the idea is to gather all the information and figure out what we can do and what is needed as we go forward. And I honestly think that this will lead to something that will be more permanent.
Are you prepared to promise that you personally will use this public transit service at least a couple of times once it's put in place?
Yeah, I will. I want to see how it works. I wouldn't be a long time user of it because I do drive and I think as most things that we have here, I try to partake in them just to see what they're like and to get people's feelings. If you don't use it and if you don't know people that use it, you have no idea about what's good or what's bad. And sometimes just by being there and being able to represent people, you can get small changes made that improve the service. So, yeah, I'll use it.
Will you make the other county councilors use it as well?
I can't speak for them, Rob. Maybe we could do a joint thing at one point where we went on, but I'm sure that things were the Port Hope and Cobourg system. I'm quite sure that John Henderson has partaken of that because, that's how John is. He'd want to know what things are. So I think they will. If they don't use it, I think they'll know people that do, and they will get feedback as to what's going on.
What are the next steps then?
Well, the next steps are basically to get all the ducks in order for July to look at where we would have points of contact, the pricing, and. So I think all those things have to come in the next two and a half months. And so we'll be ready to start. And then I think it's going to be trial and error. I think we're going to find areas that maybe need more service than others. And I think that's what we will ascertain as we go through this first year.
But do you already have the vans and the equipment to do this, or how does that work?
Well, I mean, I'm sure we're going to need some more equipment, but I think part of it will be incorporating what we already have, like, you know, incorporating say community care from Trent Hills, and I think whether or not you know, Coburg and Port Hope Transit, you know, maybe they'll be part of it. I mean, so those are all things that have to be figured out, but I think we got a bit of time to get it done and get it started, and then we need to just keep working at it.
Bob Crate, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Rob, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Bob Crate, Warden of Northumberland County. Coming up, trying to make the hospital board more diverse and inclusive. Please stay tuned to Consider This on Northumberland 89.7 FM, your truly local source for news. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.